It's good to have him back in studio. How are you doing, Alec?
Yeah, I'm good. Thank you very much.
All right.
I had a nice visit. I went down to celebrate my wife's uncle's 90th birthday.
Amazing.
And he's still in good health.
Is he still fit?
He is. He okay. is.
Does he practice what you talk about, Alec? That's the question.
I don't think so.
And he's lived.
He spent a huge amount of time in his garden, working in his garden. He loves gardening and he's physically active. His garden shows. It's absolutely beautiful.
Alec, gardening is hard work. So I guess he's getting his exercise.
Yeah, he's had two knee replacements. Oh, he was very active in sport. And that took its toll on his body. But he's in good shape and he's enjoying his old age.
Yeah, you see what happens when you live a stressless life. You can obviously live to be a lot older than those that are in stress mode. So it's good to have you back here. Like I say, we've got some really great topics to cover. Today's topic is about looking at words and the concepts behind those words. And sometimes we can see that a word that we use often might come up that or in your vocab and you have a different view on it. So let's tackle a couple of these words and start with consistency. What can you tell me about consistency?
Well, I'll put that one first because it really, really is the key. And it's actually not just with health and wellness. It's not with relation to your nutrition and exercise, but in general. You really reap the rewards from cumulative small gains consistently over time. And I can't stress enough how important it is to be consistent. And we see it so often that people make the decision that they want to get back into shape after having been inactive for a long period of time. And then they think they're going to fix themselves through a 1 hour, 2 hour hard workout in the gym. They hurt themselves. They never come back again. And we need to tackle that in bite-sized chunks. You didn't get out of shape overnight, and you're certainly not going to get back into shape overnight. So it's really important to be consistent.
Consistency and discipline go hand in hand, don't they?
Yeah, well, you need to be disciplined to be consistent. I think from a discipline point of view, it's very important to be self-disciplined and to actually have that purpose and that drive within you, which actually gives you the ability to be disciplined and to stick with it. So, yeah, I think it's important that you are self motivated and that you can actually realize that it's you are responsible for where you're at and you've got the ability to fix that.
Another big word in the words that we're going to be looking at when it comes to wellness is accountability.
Yeah, I think on accountability, obviously it's first to yourself, to the Lord, your loved ones. And when we talk about love yourself and care for yourself so that you can love and serve and care for others, that's the sort of accountability that we're talking about. But when it comes to training, you can use accountability to your benefit by getting an accountability buddy, somebody that you can actually train with and that you can get out of bed on a rainy, cold morning to go and run or train because you know your buddy's out there ready and waiting for you. So it helps you on those days when you really don't feel like it if you've got a training partner and a buddy. That's where you can use accountability, you know, to your benefit if you aren't really disciplined and self-motivated.
A word that we're going to look at next is endurance. Oh gosh, endurance can be a tough one because, yes, when you are training for something and you just feel like you just don't want to do that long run, but you have to.
Yeah, I've grown to love endurance sports. I find that really challenging to be able to stick with it and go for longer and longer, and to be it, you know, I really do enjoy that now. And it's funny how over time that has changed. But yeah, you learn a lot through about being persistent and endurance and patient, and you know, those are all really godly principles that we can actually learn through our sport and our hobbies and our bodies. And that can actually help you to grow spiritually, mature too.
From a spiritual perspective, endurance, definitely. But also just in life, knowing that, you know, you just have to push through a season, push past it. Yesterday on the afternoon drive, I was chatting about if you are in a dark space or a dark place, to know, just have persistence, rather endurance. Persistence, obviously, is our next key word that we're talking about. But endurance, just to make it through the dark and into the new morning. Because that is just a normal, you said, a principle when it comes to biblically, but also maybe in the workplace, it's a really challenging season that you're going through.
Yeah.
Have that endurance, push through, and you'll make it through on the other side. Okay, let's tackle.
Yeah, I think just still on endurance, although they're very interlinked, it's don't purposefully try and take the easy way out. So when you are out on a run, stick with it a little bit longer, push a little bit harder when it gets uncomfortable. I'm not talking about when you've sort of injured yourself and you feel that acute pain, but I'm talking about just when the going gets tough. That's when you need to endure and you need to just be able to push. And your body is capable of a lot more.
It really is.
Than what you think it is.
Alex, sometimes you say to yourself, okay, you're just going to run for 5Ks. And when you get to the 5K mark, you know you can actually do that extra 1 kilometer, maybe even two. But you said, no, it's okay. I said 5Ks today. But like, this is where you're saying, have that endurance and then go push past the 5Ks. Do the extra 1 or 2 kilometers.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that'll come. It will come and tackle that when we get to the word challenge.
Okay, but let's first tackle persistence.
I think persistence is, you know, the challenge when you're talking about, in particular, physical exercise and training, is that you don't see immediate gains. So you don't get that immediate feedback that you're making progress. So, you know, that's where the consistency and the persistence and needs to come into it, because it builds up over time. And then in a month or three, when you look back, you will actually be able to see the benefits, the improvements and the change. But on a day-to-day basis, it's not visible. So you know that what you're doing is according to a plan. So you need to be able to stick with that plan until you get the results. The results will come if you stick with it. But a lot of people start, they don't see the results, and then they change their plan and start from scratch again with a new plan or a new diet. And then they never get to the point where they actually see the results.
And that's where we need to learn patience. In a day and age where patience is a very foreign word for us, that's where we need to have the patience to stick to the plan and wait out to see those results.
Yeah, and also patience in another way is also just to be kind to yourself. So when you do mess up and you miss a workout or you have a cheat meal, and you just need to, you know, be patient with yourself, and you need to forgive yourself and then get right back at it. So yeah, just don't make a habit out of it, and try not to let it happen twice in a row. So as soon as you've had a bad day, then get back at it immediately, and get back with the plan.
Stick with that plan so you can finally see those results when you are patient in that, and then a glimpse of hope, Alec.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, the hope is having faith in a better future. We need to know that that's what God intends for us. And that's how he created us, and that's how he created our bodies. So your body is continually renewing itself, and you direct the changes that your body goes through. So, you know, yes, you may be suffering from a lifestyle disease, which is self-inflicted largely, but you are also able to reverse that and change that with good nutrition and exercise. And there's so many people out there who are willing and capable and able to assist you if you are not able to do that yourself. Just reach out and ask for help.
I like a key word that kind of also fits in with endurance and persistence is effort, right?
I think the big thing there with effort is that you need to appreciate that nothing easy or nothing comes easily. So there's no magic fix. I mean, we spoke before about the quick fixes, the liposuction and the surgical enhancements and things like that. They are so narcissistic and so counterproductive and so dangerous to your health. You really need to put the effort in yourself to make those changes, and don't rely on pharmaceuticals and steroids and drug abuse to try and speed up and get those quick fixes. It takes effort, it takes time, persistence, effort, all these key words that we've been speaking about. And that's what builds your character. So your body is there as a tool to help you develop your character. Improving your health span ties right into that.
Okay, so now somebody's listening to this. They said, okay, you know what? I really need to get consistency in my life, definitely push myself when it comes to endurance and be persistent, have some patience in getting those results. So now they need to set a challenge ahead for them. What is the key when making this decision to put a challenge ahead that is just a little bit out of reach but not unobtainable?
Yeah, so the key to actually being successful is your challenge needs to be about 3 or 4% outside of your comfort zone. So if you know you can comfortably run 5Ks, then you need to push for that 6K, that 7K. And you need to try and challenge yourself and ask yourself, could I have done this workout or this walk around the block faster? Then if the answer is yes, then do it faster. Make it more challenging. Set yourself goals. Years ago, I heard about a guy that lived in Soweto and worked in Joburg, and he used to run to work in the morning. And what he would do was he would start running later and later in the morning and still have to get to work on time. So he forced himself to actually pick up the pace to get there on time. And he ended up being a really successful athlete. He coincidentally used to run 21 Ks to work in the morning and then run another 21 Ks home in the afternoon. So he was running a marathon a day every working day.
That is phenomenal. Not only running it, sprinting it, yeah. On some days just to get to work on time. That is an amazing story. Thanks for sharing that, Alec. Wow. Jonah Complex, what is that exactly?
That's the challenge that I want to put out to people, and that is that you need to know that God has got big plans for you and for your life. And what is it that you are running away from? What is it that you are shying away from and not doing with your life? And identify that and take it on as a challenge. Be all you were created to be and set goals that will help you to grow in that direction. So regardless of what it is, whether it's public speaking or whether it's sport or whether it's at work, there's a specific purpose that God has in mind for you, and you can best achieve it if you are healthy and strong. Look after your health, improve your health and your health span, and work towards that goal, and that you know what it is, that those deep desires of your heart that the Lord put there so that He can fulfill them. And I just want to encourage you to really take a good hard look at it, at yourself, and what is it that you are chickening out on? It's time for a change.
Well, there you go. You've been set a challenge by Alec that is called the Jonah Challenge, because God has big plans for you. But what are you running away from? Don't run away from it. Run it towards it. The key words that we covered today was consistency, accountability, endurance, persistence, patience, hope, effort, and setting a challenge that is exciting. 3 or 4% It's just a bit of a stretch that is a little bit more difficult than you would expect. Is not too bad. It means it's reachable. It's obtainable. Going an extra kilometer or two when you think you know you can do 5Ks, and go the 7Ks if you can. Do it. It's going to be well worth it and well rewarding. Just be patient for those rewards. Thank you so much, Alec.